welcome to our podcast. As we said in the intro, we love to talk about astrology and we love to talk about like Game of Thrones and Bravo, celebrities and their horoscopes. And we're going to talk about all of that and so much more. But I don't know if you guys want to know a little bit about us. I'm a Virgo. Not the typical Virgo, just because I do have a lot of Scorpio in my chart. We just kind of want to introduce our charts just so you know what you're dealing with when you listen to us. So I'm a Virgo. I'm Sagittarius rising, Scorpio moon. Both of our Venus are in Leo, which is interesting because our love lives are very parallel. So you'll be hearing about that probably in later episodes. Maybe not tonight. there's so much more. We'll probably do a whole episode too about our birth charts and get into maybe celebrities' birth charts. Maybe even thinking about like fictional characters and their birth charts and what it would be, just because we love all that shit. And that's why we're here talking to you about it. Jasmine is a Cancer.
Yes.
And what's your rising and your moon?
Rising sign is Gemini. Moon sign is Aries. And as she said, Venus is in Leo. So not your typical Cancer. Very fiery. There's a lot of fire in my chart. So I love me some fire signs. But also have a lot of earth signs that are friends.
You do.
But dating wise, always date fire signs for some reason.
Dating wise, you tend to avoid the earth signs. I feel like you've been there, done that. And
I date the fire signs or year of the rat. Apparently.
Oh, yes.
That's what I attract.
We should definitely do an episode. We should definitely do an episode based on Chinese astrology.
Yeah, for sure.
Since we don't actually focus on that too much, but we should start. So we're here to talk to you not just about ourselves, but just about different topics concerning supernatural stuff and occult stuff too. So lately we've been dealing with, I guess we'll just jump right into it. Lately we've been dealing with energy vampires. And as you all know,
yes. When
this episode goes up, we'll still be in Mercury retrograde. So we're fully in it right now, and we're fully dealing with it.
Aren't we always in it? I feel like we are.
I mean, it seems like it sometimes. There's always some planet in retrograde, but, you know, Mercury's the real bitch of them all. But, so we're fully in Mercury in retrograde right now. We're fully in Aries season, so it's the beginning of the year, technically, for astrologers, as a lot of you may know. So it's kind of a fiery energy that we're all dealing with at the moment. And I don't know if you guys have dealt with energy vampires like we are right now. They're kind of coming back from our past because of that Mercury. And we're coming back and we're dealing with it. And then hopefully letting them go for good. So I don't know if we fully want to get into energy vampires today either. But maybe we could just gloss over that for now. I don't know what you think about it.
We can get into energy vampires. I have a couple in my life. Some are people that I've dated. And I'm a Cancer. But also, I said I have like a lot of fire in my chart. But I definitely am a pushover at times when I do fall for people. So energy vampires, they just find me. And they cling to me. And I let them suck me dry completely and
not anymore.
My whole life. And I let them come back anytime they want to. And conversation we were having a couple of days ago was that I'm absolutely done with that. I have found me somebody who is not an energy vampire and saw the light. And finally, I'm running towards the light and leaving these motherfuckers behind, because at the end of the day, you just end up depleted, you end up sad, you end up depressed. And I mean, in the moment, it's amazing. In the moment, you're happy. In the moment, it's the best passion of your life. But you end up like Sookie from True Blood, on the ground, drained of blood, looking for somebody to actually suck dry yourself. Then you end up taking it out on somebody else, like an innocent bystander, so you can survive. And then, you know, everybody's just fucked. It just fucks up the whole universe. So, you know, we have to start saying no and not giving into, you know, weak moments with these energy vampires and teaching them lessons. And if we do that, then they'll grow and then they'll move out of that phase and actually probably become, you know, normal fucking human beings instead of sucking us all dry. That's my piece
yes.
on that.
Yes. And you're very empathic anyway. Empathic, empathetic, you know, both. So you feel like energy vampires already cling to you more so than most people,
yeah.
you know,
they,
just because you have
yeah.
that vulnerability.
What was that meme? We posted a meme
on our Instagram,
at Booze Witches, and
follow
it
us.
Says, the energy vampire. Energy vampires are attracted to you because they unconsciously desire to resolve a deeper problem within their psyches,
yep.
and they perceive you as the solution to their problems. Be kind, but beware, and don't be afraid to draw a line. If you have one of these people in your life, I advise you to open up your phone and put in the alert section just a list of just survival techniques.
Yes.
And if they're ever going to be around, or if you're ever just going out and you think they could be around, set an alert every 15 minutes, okay? Just to make sure you do not fall in the trap, because trust me, I've done it since 2013. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, too long. 5 years. I've been pathetic and disgusting, and I don't even know who I am anymore. But I've had an epiphany since Sunday. So, yes, run. Set your alerts. Keep yourself safe out there. Having these alerts is like having garlic to a vampire.
Yes.
Just, you know, protect your soul. Protect your light, because they're coming for it. And they will run off.
Just a PSA, please.
We're all scared right
yes,
now.
Yes, please protect yourselves against energy vampires.
I'm terrified right now.
Hey, that would actually be a really good sketch that we could do in the future.
That
like a PSA.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
All three
take a
of
note
those
of that.
We're doing. Yeah, all three of those.
PSA of energy vampires and what to do
yes,
and what to look
yes,
out for
yes.
and how to protect yourself. You know, that's some serious shit, and they don't. You know, anyway. So energy vampires, you know, we've all had those in our lives, and there's a lot of great articles on Google that actually tell you how to protect yourself too. It's like through meditation, yoga,
yeah.
just basic self-care to help your soul and uplift your energy, and you know.
And also, they can also not just show up as lovers, but as friends. Kat's had a few as friends.
I have,
that
yeah.
have left.
They tend to like cling on to
left
me.
Her and try to come back during Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, they tend to cling on to me in this really weird way where it's almost like a romantic relationship, but it's more of like a possessive thing with me. And I don't know what it is about my personality that people feel like they have to not tame me, but just kind of like keep me to themselves, like as hostage. It's really, really strange. And I'm assuming that's just another version of an energy vampire. It's not fun, but then all of a sudden it'll just be like this big blowout, like towards the end of the friendship or whatever it is. And it's weird.
You just meet people that don't want to share. And
I suppose, yeah.
And which is odd.
Right.
That they just don't want you to be friends with anybody else, which
mm-hmm.
is very odd. And then they have
and
this
so
big
many
blow
people
up
in my
that
life,
turns into like,
I've been like
a
that.
Breakup, whereas if you guys were having some type of like intimate relationship.
Right.
And then your friend just tried to come back like a few
Yeah.
days ago,
yeah.
saying like, "I miss what we had."
Right.
What did we have? Like, what is this?
I mean,
were we lovers?
Right. You're like,
what the fuck are you talking about? We didn't, you know, you broke up with me. Like, friendships, we don't break up.
Friendships shouldn't break up.
They shouldn't break up. And
no.
you know, sometimes people's lives go in different directions, but they shouldn't break up. That's fucking weird. So maybe those people in your life, you know, they're not just. Maybe they're looking at you more than just a friend. Who knows? But I think they're definitely energy vampires in their own way, obviously.
Like that meme said, it said they have stuff to work out within
yeah.
themselves that they're trying to work out. Basically, they're projecting their bullshit onto you.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I love people like that. Like, usually me, I'm the type, like, the Cancer side of me loves to be needed.
But not in that way. That's like a other level.
Yeah. You know what? In my past, it was in that way. I found
mm-hmm.
the most, you remember like people like Peyton and people like David, like they were so emotionally fucked
Should
up.
Should we be naming names on this podcast?
I'm absolutely fine with it. They can hit me up if they've got an issue.
True.
I will say it was a different. I will be like,
email
this
us
last name. You can't prove it was you.
Email us if you have an issue. Yeah. whoswitches@gmail.com.
Exactly.
You can come work it out on the podcast with us if you want to. That'd
exactly.
make it interesting.
Because they definitely sucked me dry. I remember being up with Peyton once and just being somewhere. We were actually at the Langham.
Mm-hmm.
In Pasadena.
Yeah.
And we were with a bunch of people, and she shows up and she keeps trying to talk to me, and I'm with other people. And then she throws a fit and starts yelling at me about something and embarrasses me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get flustered. I'm like, and she storms off, and I chase her, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she's just like, you're not paying attention to me, and you need to. And I was just like, let me tell you something, little bitch. You don't talk to me like that in front of people. I was like, what the fuck is wrong? And she was so happy I was just giving her attention. She was like,
right.
I'm so sorry, like, blah, blah, blah. But I attract people like that. And in the past, I used to like people like that because I was mentally fucked up. I thought to be needed was to be loved. And that's why I attracted so many different type of energy vampires back then.
Right.
Now, I'm attracting only, you know, it's becoming fewer and fewer as I get older, but the people like that I always had to take care of, I had to tell them what time they had to get. I used to love stuff like that. That's the cancer in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you have to be at work at this time. Like, it just felt like good to be needed and you know, it's like, oh, my friends need me. And it's like, you know what? If they're friends, even if they don't need you, they're going to be your fucking friend. And that's even
yeah.
with a guy, too, or the energy vampires that are sucking the life out of you.
Right.
If they fucking, you know, are meant to be with you, it doesn't matter if you can't do shit for them. They're still going to want to be around you.
Yeah.
But that's something I learned maybe at, like, 28, 29, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Not trying to give out my age, but... But I learned that lesson the
yeah.
hard way.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of them sucking out of me, and I used to love it. I used to go get donations of blood so they could get extra from me. I was like, come on, suck, suck, you know? It was just so, it was good to me back then. But now I'm a little mature, and I know that that's ridiculous and embarrassing. And
yeah.
I shouldn't be proud of it.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, you live and learn, obviously.
Yeah.
And we're getting past that. And I think that's what this retrograde is all about, too. I mean, it's always all about,
yeah.
you know,
lessons.
Working out your past and getting over that and everything. But a lot of people are afraid of Mercury in retrograde. And you guys,
yeah.
you don't have to be afraid of it. It's not scary. It can seem scary because your phone maybe gets fucked up or your laptop or, you know, don't sign any contracts. But you can work out a lot of deep-rooted past shit within this retrograde. And...
Yeah.
You kind of just have to make the decision for yourself if you want to keep dealing with it or if you want to just move forward. And that's kind of what it's for.
But I think a lot of people, maybe that's why Mercury retrograde happens a lot, is because so many people have so much shit to work out, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of us are so scared to work shit out.
So it just keeps coming around
yeah,
for you to kind of...
Yeah, it keeps coming around for... And I think, like, if you are continuously working on yourself, maybe it doesn't affect you as much. I think it affected me so much in the past because... Even I was trying not to work on stuff. Like, sometimes I brainwash myself. Like, everything's fine. Everything's
yeah.
fine. I'm not trying to go down this road tonight.
But the
not
universe,
tonight!
Yeah. The universe is, honestly, it's
yeah.
going to bring you, it's going to keep bringing you those karmic lessons for you to deal with.
Yeah.
And if you don't
Absolutely.
Deal with them, it's going to bring it back around again. And you're going to have to keep dealing with it until you learn and grow from it. And that's just how the universe works, you know? It's not just Mercury in retrograde. That's just a tool for you to kind of just try and figure it out within that time period.
Absolutely.
So, it's all good. Anyway, so we're both pretty sore right now. Jasmine's stretching her leg out on the chair because...
because I'm old and I used to be a dancer and a runner and
yeah.
I can't keep my joints bent for too long. So, need to...
And I went on a hike for the first time in years yesterday, so I feel like shit too.
We're trying to evolve not just into spiritual beings, but just also physical instead of sitting down all the time and drinking, you know, you got to be
physically able.
Yeah. You need to be healthy, physical, to be like healthy, like spiritually and mentally. Like you got to get out there and walk around. That's one thing I've been realizing because the past few years I've been a lot lazier. I've been drinking more, which there's nothing wrong with drinking. Obviously, we're called the booze witches. Drinking is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But you have to know your body and you have to know what your body can handle. And sometimes in the past, I felt like I was trying to keep up with people and try to be like, oh, like, fuck, this person's drinking 15. And, like, I'm a social drinker, so I just kept drinking. But then the next day, I couldn't fucking function.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if I'm like Kat, I'm smart, and I'm drinking water, I forget to drink water. And when I'm with her, I remember. But when I'm not, I...
My body needs water.
Yeah.
Just,
well,
you know.
I need it, too. But
yeah.
I don't remember unless I'm drinking with you, which is unfortunate. So a lot of times I'm just hurting the next day. But I realized with me, I have to, like, express myself, like, physically in a lot of ways to be healthy, like, spiritually. Like, I have to do something. And it's not always, like, I know sometimes working out is fucking whack. But I realized growing up, like, what made working out fun for me? I was always in some type of fun class.
Mm-hmm.
I was always dancing. I was always fucking doing something fun with people I like. So, yeah, when I go to the gym, I'm like, this sucks. Like, yeah, my playlist is fun, so this is exciting. But the momentum of me trying to get there is just fucking lame. I'm usually just like, you know what? Let me just watch one more episode of Desperate Housewives for the 50th time. And, you know, that's better than... That, you know, or I'll do workout at home. Why watch Desperate Housewives, which doesn't really work?
Yeah.
Because I do like 5 sit-ups. So, yeah, join a class. There's so many free classes because it helps you get on the right track spiritually, too, when your body is operating right. Because that can fuck you up. Like, stretching is so important. I didn't even realize that. Like, you hold so much tension and
especially
shit
while
and
you
bad
sleep,
shit.
Too.
Yeah. Toxins will fuck with your spirituality.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get that shit out of you or you're not going to be able to connect, you know, properly with whoever the fuck you're trying to connect with or whatever you're trying to do, a tree or...
I've been trying to stretch in the morning more often, you know? They say that you should be doing that and it really helps too. Even like yoga in the morning or just do just like some basic yoga stretches because if your body's right, your mind's going to be right.
Yeah.
And vice versa, obviously.
I agree to that. Cheers to that.
Cheers. Even though we're too far away from each other to cheers.
Physical.
Air cheers. Mental cheers. So anyway, another thing that we had been discussing recently was a little bit about numerology, which we are both trying to learn more about. And I personally tend to see threes a lot, which has to do with mind, body, spirit. Or if you're Christian, it has to do with like Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But there are threes everywhere in life. So I tend to see threes a lot, and I tend to see 11-11, 1-11, you know, ones in a row, whatever. Jasmine, what have you been seeing lately? Which is interesting.
Lately, I have been seeing, I don't remember all of them, like what all of them mean off the top of my head right now. But I've been seeing 555, which I kind of forget what that means. But I've also been seeing 11-11 a lot, and then 143, which means that you are about to come into like the new phase of your life and you need to be, have a positive mindset because everything's going in the right direction and the universe is like, here listening and pushing you in the right direction. So you need to keep your positivity up, which was like freaking me out because I was literally seeing 143 everywhere. It'd be like on a bus driving by. It would be
like on a receipt
on my
or something.
Phone,
or...
On a receipt.
Yeah.
On like I mean I'd be in a fucking taxi and it was like 143 press. I was like, what the hell? Like, you know.
That's so interesting.
You know, I'm working out at the gym and the TV says 143 out of nowhere and I was just like, I've been in a huge transition in my life when it comes to like work and love. And honestly, this has been one of the biggest. Obviously, everything changed in my life right now, but I've been so calm, which has been freaking me out. Like, why am I so calm? Because I usually have anxiety through the roof. Usually take Xanax so fucking much, but I've just been like, I'm so calm. Everything's working out. And then I'm seeing these numbers, and I know everything is fucking working out. Because I feel like the past year, have come to a higher level of consciousness. And since I have, I'm getting these signs because I'm on that level, and I know everything's working out. So I can relax and... I mean, I love Xanax, but I don't have to take it as much, which is I guess it's nice, but, you know, it's always good to have.
It's always good to have on hand.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, Xanax is my friend, but
yeah.
It's nice that I don't have to, I think my doctor's happy if I don't have to refill it as much. She's like, you're making progress, you know? The therapist couldn't do it for you. I'm like, no, I did it. Me and my fucking crystals and my tarot cards. I did it. Therapists did not do shit.
Haven't you been pulling a lot of new beginning cards, too? Like Ace of Wands and Ace of Cups and things like that?
Yeah, and then the Death card.
Yeah, which is always
a renewal. I
pulled
that so much. At first, I thought I was pregnant for a long time.
Oh, we're getting candid. That's why we're here.
I was like, I'm pregnant. I told Kat that like 3 billion times, especially because my stomach was cramping too much. But you know what? I am such a psychopath that if I say something enough, I feel it. Which sounds crazy too. But it is the truth for me. So I could have just been making myself feel stuff like that. Or, you know, my body could have just had a cyst. Who fucking knows? Like, I go to Planned Parenthood. There's only so much they can tell me. You know, they're like, here's birth control. I mean, I love Planned Parenthood. Don't get me wrong. They're the best fucking, you know, company around because you can go there for free healthcare for men and women when it comes to, like, STDs, everything else. But, obviously, it's not like having PPO insurance where you're like, this hurts. They're like, okay, you have the best specialist in the world.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, to that extent. But, yeah, I don't know. I definitely thought I was pregnant, but that wasn't the case. That death card meant that new beginnings are coming, which, you know what, I have no beginnings happening right now. So, of course, new beginnings are coming. I should have just realized what the fuck was happening.
Yeah, you're basically
I was in a dead end in my love life with somebody who's just been like, a 5-year-old that I've been trying to make into a man, which somebody who is as highly spiritual as I am and just on another level, is just the universe is telling me that I have far better things to work on besides making somebody who is spiritually 5 years old on my level as the probably 99-year-old person I am. They've been telling me that in so many ways, so many signs, and I've been fighting them, and I finally fucking gave in, and the new beginnings cards came out. And even with work, I've been doing stupid shit, and then other jobs came to me, and I felt like they weren't right, and I haven't taken them, and I've been a little bit shorter on money, but, you know, honestly, I've had peace in my fucking mind and heart, even though I've been short on money, and I'm lacking lashes, nails, lipstick, my Ruby Woo from MAC is broken, I can't buy another one. It's all good. It'll happen again.
It's okay.
Somebody's going to get it for me.
Yeah.
Or myself. I don't give a fuck. It'll work out. But yeah, you know, the death card, just don't be scared of it is the point of this conversation.
Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other topic we can go into is like being afraid of certain cards. You know, typically people are afraid of the death card, the devil card, the tower.
The tower.
Well, actually, people don't know what to think about the tower. When I first saw the tower card,
I
was like, what is this? And then that's really the card you do have to be afraid of if you're going to be freaked out. Death is great. The devil is fine.
Kat, I have to tell you something.
The tower, get ready.
I'm just going to tell you this.
Yeah.
Last week, when I was going to that work conference, I asked the cards. I said, hey, is it okay if I'm with my friend Leah and her, and I'm hanging out with her and her coworkers are there. Is it going to be okay? And of course, her employer is my ex. And, and so that's why I was asking. And the first time I've ever pulled this card, the first card that came out was the tower.
Oh yeah.
And I never pulled the fucking tower and I pulled the tower and I said, you know what? I always keep telling you I'm scared of my deck of cards because I feel like they're always telling me something and I'm like, I'm not ready for it. Ready for your shit.
Yeah.
And the fucking tower card was filled. And I actually had to look it up because I've never pulled it. And I knew it was bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like, and it was
saying, it's people falling out of a tower.
And it even talked about everything me and him went through. And I was just like, I just said, be prepared. And I was like, I will. I'm going to be prepared because I knew, regardless, I couldn't avoid certain situations, but I'm glad I asked the cards because I didn't walk into the situation blindly.
Right.
I got a little bit flustered one night, but it wasn't as bad as it could be. Nobody died. Nobody got set on fire. I didn't stab anybody. In previous years, that's pretty much happened. So, you know, it was good for him that I pulled everything and I was on my best behavior. And now I'm actually over it because
thank you, Mercury in retrograde. This was also the ex that we're talking about is the energy vampire that we mentioned earlier. Her energy vampire currently. But he is no longer her energy vampire because...
No, he can't get any more of this sooky blood. This sooky blood is on... I've got like a fucking... there's garlic around my neck now. There's none of that happening anymore.
We're moving forward and...
he's going to starve to death. And I've done this to men in the past.
Yeah.
I've actually literally, literally made people starve to death. I remember I loved a guy so much and we just had not as much as I love this guy because I was so young. I thought, I loved him, but this guy, the latest guy, loved more, obviously. But I remember we had broken up, 10 times, and he had showed up to somewhere I was at, and he was hungry. We were probably, 18 or something like that, and he was just like, yeah, I'm just so short on cash. He was still in high school, and he was just like, I'm so hungry, and I was eating food. I was like, are you? He's like, can you give me a sandwich? I was like, absolutely not. I was like, do you deserve a sandwich? And he was like, well, I'm hungry. And I was like, there's a lot of people hungry in this world. Do you want to go over all the countries that are hungry, all the people starving?
Ooh.
Why, out of everybody in this world, do you deserve a sandwich out of, I could drive around the block. There's another man that needs a sandwich. Why should you get the sandwich? You're not even a good person.
Who was this?
Somebody I dated.
You don't have to name
Aries.
His name, but... Oh,
another
okay.
Aries.
In Aries, okay.
But you know what's so funny? He always used to tell me, because I actually still have a phone conversation with him. I can't hang out with him because he still has feelings for me. Because, of course, like a typical Aries, once he got it together, I'm the love of his life. I have been for the last fucking 10 years. And I'm like, I'm not interested in him anymore. I'm just not. I outgrew him. We're different people. But he's always like, the biggest lesson you could have ever taught me. He was like, even at the time I was so mean to you. He's like, you kept shutting me down after a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I had all these other women doing whatever I said. And you were just like, no, no. And he always told me to do that with the current guy. And he goes, I've never seen you so weak with somebody. He was like, you don't want to shut him down in that way. And I was like, I don't know why I don't want to, but I felt so emotionally attached to this last guy that...
Yeah.
When I shut him down, it was shutting myself down, too.
Right.
And I already felt sad inside, and it was just making it worse for me. I just didn't... it was hard for me. But then I realized, I'm the strongest bitch I know. I've been shut down by both my parents. At one point in my life, I've been shut down by so many people. I've been shut down by guys I've been engaged... I can handle it. I literally had to, have an epiphany and be like, okay, I know you love this guy, love hurts, but honestly, nothing can really kill me. And then... obviously, all I do is watch murder mystery stuff. I've been watching some show about people getting murdered all the time and these parents coming forward. I'm like, if they can deal with this shit, shut the fuck up, Jasmine. You know what I mean? That's what I thought. And then I felt pathetic,
Yeah. By the way, kind of semi-related, should we go through all the signs that we do get along with and don't get along with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of Aries men, just want to shout out, hopefully, hopefully there's no Aries men listening, but also we don't care. We aren't the biggest fans of you. We've been scarred too many times by Aries men, but I have to say, Aries females, I love you guys.
Yeah, I do
so
have
much.
A lot of
love
Aries
an Aries woman.
Friends.
Yeah, I have three who I love, maybe more. Oh, both of our grandmothers are Aries, so...
Yeah.
That's really interesting, too. We have that other parallel. Should we go down the list? Taurus? Do we I've dated a lot of Taurus men.
I don't know. Taurus men, you guys kind of bore me, but I think you're always attractive.
That's
one thing for both
hot.
Men and women. Every time I meet a man or a woman, Taurus, especially Taurus females, you guys never have fat on your stomach, and it really upsets me. I don't know why you guys don't gain weight in your abdomen. I'm trying to research the universe
really
to figure that out. You guys don't gain weight there. And there's something in the universe that prevents that. And fuck you. Because Jackie was like that too, Keisha's Taurus Gemini, no fat on her.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
All the Taurus men I've dated have all been pretty fit.
Oh, and all the Taurus men I know,
it.
You guys are hard. You kind of bore me a little. And you're a little bit intimidated by me at times. Sometimes you just get the stare. And then I walk over and I say hi. And you don't say anything. So,
They can be a little vanilla in the bedroom too. In the bedroom.
God. All right.
I can
speak
by experience.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
But Taurus females
are... Oh, yeah, no, I dated a Taurus,
yeah.
An Italian Taurus.
Uh-huh.
Huge dick. Didn't know what to do with that. He was just like... He was really attractive.
He was Italian?
He was Italian. He was really attractive. He was from Altadena. He was so boring. He was so conservative. We were watching Wolf of Wall Street together in Pasadena, and he got so freaked out about the context of the movie that he asked to leave. And I said, wow. he was like, this could really happen in real life, this movie. And I was just like, stop being a bitch. Like, you know what I mean? You're a limp dick motherfucker. It was embarrassing. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, I tried to date him because he was really attractive. But, yeah, I got really annoyed with him really fast. And then I started being really mean, and he couldn't handle it. So, I don't know. I tried to be mean to toughen him up, but, you know, it just didn't work. He was just like, you're not nice, you know, and I was like...
Taurus men are actually
really... I was like,
really,
and you're fucking boring, and I don't know how to deal with this.
They're actually really sensitive if you, because they're really stubborn, too, so I feel like if you do try to call them out on something, they get really offended.
Well, sensitivity I can deal with. Every man, I like sensitive men.
But sensitive
like
in a way that
men.
They get so offended that, like, they just kind of... They kind of call you out,
like,
too, and then want to, like,
And I welcome it. I'm like, what are you going to call me out on? I dare it. Like, we'll go toe-to-toe, and you'll lose your head first. Okay? Not me.
So Taurus men we're not fans of anymore, either.
Throw them away.
Geminis. I don't mind a Gemini man, and I do love a Gemini woman, but Jasmine has other
Gemini
thoughts
woman,
about that.
Gemini woman, trash. You know what? Every time I meet a Gemini woman, they're so mean to me, and I don't understand why, and... You know what? I will give you Gemini woman this. Every time I meet a Gemini woman, they're fucking beautiful. So I don't know where the bitchiness towards other women are coming from. You're already hot. You already look good.
Gemini
and then
women.
I come over and I say hello, and it's like I get a full 360 turnaround and walk away. And I'm like, excuse me, you're the bad bitch here. Maybe I should be walking away from you. Why do you not want to talk to me? I'm not a man hitting on you. It doesn't make sense. I don't know if I'm talking to a fucking lesbian, but I don't know. Like, you know, I love, not that I don't like, you know what? And I need to like Gemini. Well, I have one Gemini woman friend. There's only one that liked me. That's why.
You're not really friends with her anymore, are you?
We're associates. We're not like best friends. She's
exhausting. Oh, I was thinking of that girl, Jessica.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. She's always, she's an associate. We're not like besties. But I mean, we don't like hang out all the time, but she likes me. But most of the, every time I worked at a job or I've been anywhere and I've met a Gemini woman, she has literally tried to get me fired, doesn't want to talk to me. And then I have to pull out the wrath on her and show her that I'm a fucking beast too. And it sucks because I am a lover of beautiful women. And every time I meet a Gemini woman, I always think they're very pretty. And they're always aggressive and pretty. They're like a black widow. They don't want to be friends with anybody or like anybody unless they're male. Like, I feel like most Gemini women only like men. And it's very upsetting to me because I'm all about vagina power. I mean, I love men too. Don't get me wrong. I love dick. But I love women, and it's just very upsetting to me that the women are like that. And my sister is about to have a Gemini baby. And I told her, this baby is going to fucking love me. I don't give a fuck. I have a lot of Gemini in my chart. You bitches should be my friend. You know? Oh, sorry.
The computer's like, bleh. Okay, so Gemini women, that's a great... That's a great analogy, Black Widow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful
I
but
love
dangerous.
Them, but they hate... They're always,
beautiful
like, angry. I'm like... I just do not get it. But I do love Gemini men. You know what? I am really mean to you guys. But that's only because if you're not mean to a Gemini man, you guys get completely out of line. And that's the same for the woman. If I was able to get close to you, I'd be a little mean to you too. Because you guys have this fucking narcissistic complex. Not, you guys are geniuses. Don't get me wrong. In your own way. Not geniuses of everything. In your own way. So let me digress on that. But you guys can turn into a Donald Trump or a Kanye West real fast if somebody does not slap the shit out of you and tell you that you're not gone.
Oh, you guys.
You know,
yeah. Donald Trump, you
yes.
guys, our current president,
Kanye.
Is a Gemini, and Kanye West is a Gemini. We'll go over more celebrities and their signs later, but, like, those are two notable Gemini men that you want to, like, you want to notice because because they're going to make you notice them because they're outlandish as fuck. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I love a Gemini woman. I have two of my best friends are Geminis. I got no problem with them. Leos, though, Leo men I can't handle. I have one of my best friends is a Leo. She's a girl. Actually, two of my best friends are Leos. But Leo men, sorry, guys, not into it. Not feeling it.
Yeah.
Have you really dated any Leo
men? I dated Leo Cancer men. I mean, you know what? I love fire signs. Like, I date Aries and Sagittarius a lot, and actually, even though some of those relationships end disastrous, I really am drawn to those two signs. But Leo men,
not so much. Huh?
You know what? I have a real struggle there connecting with them.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Men are just
into themselves.
Yeah. They're a little too proud.
The passion isn't there as much as every other fire sign either.
Mm-hmm.
The passion's only there for them.
For themselves.
They're sucking it all up.
Absolutely.
And it's the same with the women. You know what? The women I find to be... The women are different. I find them to be always trying to be the center of attention. And this is the problem I have with that. It's cute to a certain extent. If it's your thing, if you're great at salsa dancing... By all means, get up there on the fucking floor and salsa dance. But here we go. We're fucking doing the Running Man. You don't even know how to do it, but there you are trying to be front stage and center doing the fucking Running Man because you're a fucking Leo trying to suck up all the energy in the room. And then it gets annoying. I'm like, okay, sit down because Catherine's better at it than you. Then I have to be rude and say, move over and let her do it. And then they're like, you're not letting me shine. But you've been shining all day. They've been playing salsa music for 5 hours. Everybody is annoyed of you because it becomes obnoxious after a while. And, you know,
yeah.
After a while, we want other people to know. You can still be special and let other people shine, Leos. Keep it in mind, okay? Even in relationships.
You know what's funny, though, is one of my best friends, Darian, who you know, she's a Leo. But she has, and she almost considers herself more of a Virgo because I believe she's Virgo rising or Virgo moon, maybe both. And she's like more of an introverted Leo, which is really interesting to me.
I would love to see her chart.
Yeah. I should ask her for her birth time, but, okay. Moving on to Virgos, Virgo men. Sorry. No, goodbye. I have nothing for you there. Never going to date you. I've dated one Virgo man at one point and they're they're
he was a little cray cray.
And I get along with other Virgo women, so that's like not a problem, but like Virgo men.
I
want
to grab another beer. I run into that.
Sure.
While she's talking,
yeah.
I'm grabbing a beer.
Just don't trip. Virgo men, I feel, I don't know, they're a little bit hard to pinpoint, but I feel that they kind of try too hard, first of all. I mean, maybe this was just my own personal experience, but, oh, Virgo men, I mean, they have, like, this sarcasm about them, too. It's, like, that critical side of Virgos that, you know, the men and women both have is there. And I feel like the critical and the cynical side of them just comes out. Oh, it's in the drawer right there. It just comes out. And maybe it's just annoying for me because I'm already a cynical son of a bitch. So I don't want to date somebody else that's like that too, you know? I just want to date my compliment. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, moving on from... Jasmine almost tripped.
I'm like killing myself.
Moving on from Virgo Man, we don't have feelings about them, really.
My dad's a Virgo.
Oh, that's right.
Virgo men, I can't date them. Nor can I work for them. But I can be friends with them. Woo! Just the other two are canceled out. Too much of a perfectionist. And I wouldn't mind that if you didn't project it onto me. I cannot be as perfect as you attempt to be, which you're not, but you attempt to be, and then you put that on me, I'm exhausted. Like, my dad literally sweeps up crumbs under me as I take my first bite of my sandwich. It's a little bit much. I can't deal with that. And Virgo men are very secretive. Every Virgo man I meet has, like, fucking, like, 30 skeletons in the closet. And because I'm intuitive and because I'm nosy as fuck and I was a detective as a child, I know everything you're doing. Don't think you can date me and hide anything because I will smile on your face and I'll know your whole fucking life. I know what the fuck you're looking at on the computer. I know where you went at night. Virgo men think they're slick. You're not slick with a camera.
I just had an idea. Jasmine Tomlinson, child detective.
Exactly. Oh, detective. I was the detective in my neighborhood growing up. I had everybody's fingerprints. I solved crimes. I knew everything my dad was doing. And
you're like Carmen Sandy?
Oh, I thought I was... Honestly,
Jasmine Massachusetts.
This is embarrassing to say, but I thought I was Mary-Kate Nashley Olsen's fucking triplet, even though I am Caribbean. Yes, I did think I was their triplet.
What sign are Mary-Kate and Olsen?
They're Geminis.
Are Mary-Kate and Olsen?
They're Geminis. Their birthday is like June 11th, 12th, or 13th. One of those days.
Yeah.
But I was obsessed with them. They had a detective show.
I remember.
I used to make my little sister pretend to be the other twin so we could act out their scenes. And I just had a Microsoft, what do they call that? The little fucking scope thing.
Yeah.
I was just running the neighborhood solving crimes. And I used to get in my dad's business a lot. He didn't like that because he thought he was sneaky, which he was. With the average basic woman, you could be sneaky. But with me, I know everything. I know when you're going to die. I know when you're going to, you know, have your next meal.
She doesn't
Don't
actually
try
know that.
It. Don't try it, Virgo men. But Virgo women, I love Virgo women. Obviously, Kat's a Virgo. And I have a lot of Virgo women friends. And I was just talking about this. You have...
Who else?
My other Virgo women friends are Raven. We have Gabby.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We also have... I hate when you put me on the spot.
No, that's okay. I was just trying to think.
Because now I'm getting like a mind.
I can only think
of
like two of my Virgo friends
who are
now.
My friends.
Yeah. It's okay. And also... Lisa Vanderpump, our favorite.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump is a... that goes into saying, like, I always say there's, like... Usually most of the Virgos are, like cat similar to Lisa Vanderpump. And I would say a majority of the Virgos I come across are like that. But then occasionally you come across the ratchet ones. And they're like Tamra from OC Housewives on Bravo. And they're like Lala Kent from Vanderpump. And I have a friend like that. Her name's Raven, and she's definitely the ratchet Virgo. And I would love to do the charts of both the calm and to see what is influencing this.
That's an interesting
on both
yeah.
sides. Yeah,
that's an interesting topic too. Because you guys, we've noticed that there's a calm Virgo, which could be you know me, Lisa Vanderpump, people like that. And then if you're getting into celebrities, and there's a really intense side to the Virgo too. And that, like she said, it's like Lala from Vanderpump Rules, Tamra from OC, and her friend Raven. And it's like, okay, like where it's weird that Virgos have like these sides to them, but it could also depend on their chart too. So, I mean,
don't
hold your breath, but let's, Libra men, we are cool with for the most part.
Libra men.
I've never dated one.
I'm cool with, Schwartzy on Vanderpump Rules is a Libra man. They're very childish. They're hard to date. I can be drawn to them, but they are commitment phobes. They got a lot of fucking issues when it comes to dating.
It's that air element, you guys. It's that air element.
For the rest of their whole lives. So it's a little bit annoying in that aspect, but if they can get past that, they can be definitely dateable in a lot of ways. But they are like 5-year-olds. So it just depends on your sign. I vibe with them. Libra women, it's a hit or miss. Like,
oh yeah.
But there's two different types. There's like your mom, which is more like, what's her face on OC Housewives, the one that just got dropped. I feel like she's a sweeter.
Oh, Megan.
Edmonds,
yeah.
She's the sweeter type of Libra. But then you have Kelly, and those type
Kelly Dodd.
Those type of Libra women always try to come for me. And they try to come for me passively, aggressively, and I always have to light their asses on fire. Old Babe was a Libra.
Mm.
And she was always coming up to me like, I want to be a friend. And I said, I was like, I don't trust you, bitch. I don't trust you.
Just so
genuine.
You guys know, we'll refer to people in like our own little phrases. So Old Maid is a former enemy of Jasmine's. He who should not be named is that energy vampire we referred to earlier. So we have like little phrases and stuff that you guys may have to get used to, and maybe we'll post that in the in our information of the episode just so you can keep up a little bit. But for the most part, Libras we're okay with. And like I said, my mom's a Libra.
Unless they're like how Kelly is on OC Housewives.
Kelly Dodd, who I would love to drink with, by the way.
She would turn on you in a second, though, and then you would be thinking.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be friends with her. I'm just trying to party with her.
That's the problem. You go in with like, this is just a drink, and then she comes out crazy. I would crack a bottle over her head. It would go so far that me and her end in a violent spiral, and that's what I'd be scared of.
Yeah,
I feel that's what I mean. Like, it's funny. I feel like with the Virgo, Libra, like. And even Leos sometimes, like...
There's two sides.
Yeah, and, like, I... Like, some of the Libra... It's, like, the more so the Libra women. Like, some of them are just so chill, and then some of the women have, like, because my mom's half Libra. She's Libra Scorpio. And sometimes, and Bae is a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And we get along pretty well. But Libras sometimes do put on the, they put on the fake shell too heavy. And Bae does that a lot. And the reason we got past that in our friendship is because I told her that I don't give a fuck who you're pretending to be in front of everybody else as long as we have a real relationship.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're in front of me acting like so-and-so, Cinderella, blah, 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 you want to appear this way. I need us to have a real relationship. And as the moment I feel like that's not the case, then I'm not fucking with you like that. We can be associates, you know? So we've been have a pretty real relationship. But I just think it comes down to that with me. I do it by trial basis.
Also, Bae is her friend. She's not talking about somebody as Bae. That's an actual name, you guys. I also do have another Libra friend, Sarah, who I love and adore, and she's just so chill and everything. But you do refer to people, to some Libras, and I'm not saying anybody I know is like that, but some Libras do tend to, like, put on, and don't take offense to this, people, like, we're just talking about certain personal experiences with certain
people. Write us if you're offended.
Yeah, and write us, and then we'll chew your ass out. Just kidding. We don't
but
care.
But we'll be right.
But anyway, some Libras tend to put on that fake thing because, you know, because they like to keep the peace. They like to keep harmony, and they're all about the balance and justice. And anyway, so Scorpios, we all have some interesting relationships with, as I'm sure all of you do too, because Scorpios are always a completely, I don't even know what to say about Scorpios. I'm just like,
deviant
over it.
And,
I've never dated a Scorpio
crazy
man, but I don't know if I want to.
Don't.
I've had a lot of Scorpio women in my life, though, I have to say.
Me too. But the men dating, I would say, if you're going to date a Scorpio man, because my mom's married to a Scorpio man, and he had a great upbringing, he had a very healthy life. Because let me tell you, Scorpio is a water sign. Water signs are emotional. Out of the Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, Scorpio is the one water sign that tries to block their emotions.
Yeah.
So if you find a fucked up Scorpio that had a fucked up life, run, okay? If he was hurt, abused, anything, you're going to have a hard time dealing with them because they already block their emotions and then they're going to be a lunatic. Trust me, I dated one. I almost didn't make it out alive. Run, bitches, run. Even Scorpio woman, like, if you find one that didn't come from a good family, and I hate to say this, like, in Scorpios, you are great people. Like, some of my best friends are Scorpios, but you guys know you're fucked up, so don't act like I'm talking out of my ass. Get into therapy and embrace it. You guys are the key ones to say, like, I'm repressing my emotions. I don't need to talk about it. Okay, go to therapy so you can have a real relationship. Your friends are fucking stressed out for you, okay? We're stressed out. I already have Scorpio friends, and I'm stressed out for you. Like, I love you, bitches, but you guys are draining. I won't date you, but I love you as friends. You know, you're loyal, you're good people, can talk to you anytime, you go hard. You guys are jealous as fuck, though, as friends. It's a
yeah,
little
that's
bit
annoying. We both said that.
But yeah, but you have so many other good attributes. But if you do not, out of all the water signs, you're so emotional. If you do not go to therapy for your shit, if you're a fucked up Scorpio, you're ruining your friendships and your relationships. And you guys usually don't care because you're so emotionally blocked that when people leave you, you just say, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But actually, you're a water sign, you do, you know?
It's just
in your brain.
It's just a computer. You don't have to scream it. Sorry. Basically, if you're trying to date a Scorpio, make sure they're very evolved, okay, emotionally.
Yeah.
That's our advice to you. If you're interested in a Scorpio,
yeah,
maybe just run away.
Yes.
To be
yes.
safe.
Yeah.
But moving on to Sagittarius. I actually don't have a lot of, well, she's dating a Sag right now, so that's why she's excited. I don't actually have a lot of involvement with any Sagittarius woman I've ever come across. I've always liked them, and I thought they were fine. Sagittarius men I've never dated, so Jasmine probably has more advice about that.
You never dated a Sag man?
Not that I can recall.
I'm trying to think of Sag men friends I've had.
Maybe for a second, but I can't even remember.
Sag men, they're definitely, obviously they're a fire sign. They're usually known to not like commitment, but there are, I think with Sagittarius, they're just like free spirits. They're similar to Aries men, So if you're dating a Sagittarius man or similar to Aries man, where you kind of can't really control them, you kind of got to give them their space. So if you're somebody that is going to be a tad bit controlling with them, they're definitely not going to commit to you because they just like their freedom. But I have so much fun with Sagittarius. Like, when it comes, like, they're sensual, they're fucking outgoing, adventurous. I don't really have any complaints about them. But the women are interesting, too. The women are very fun. I've had a lot of not lifelong friends that are Sagittarius, that are girls, but the ones that I've met in my lifetime have been my party friends. I've met them at clubs, and we party together so hard.
Yeah.
But they would be the type where I would meet them somewhere. They'd be like, meet me here, and I'd go. And then they'd be like, I gotta leave. And they would leave. And I'd be like there by myself. Like, they're definitely independent too.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sag women are definitely bitchy, but in a good way. Like, they're not gonna... I mean, sometimes it's too much where I want you to let your guard down a little bit, and I'm like, this person's not trying to hurt you. Sag women are pretty fun, but once they let their guard down, like, you're their friends for life. But I feel like I've always had superficial relationships with Sagittarius women. It's been like party relationships, but if I got to know one on a deeper level, I'm sure I'd be a lot closer. But Sag men, you guys are fun. Some of you are whores, but you ones that aren't whores, you're a great catch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like Sag women are really fierce too.
Yeah.
Fierce as hell and just fucking badass, kind of.
Do
you know
a lot of Sag women?
I don't, but I know of a lot of, like, celebrity women that are Sag. Like,
yeah.
Chrissy Teigen is a Sagittarius,
yeah.
And she's a total badass.
Yeah, yeah,
Kelly Oxford, who's one of my favorite authors, is Sag, and she's a badass, too.
Yeah.
I can't think of a lot more,
yeah,
but those are, like, two that are some of my favorite Sag women. So, I also have an aunt that's a Sagittarius, and she's a total badass, too. Oh, God. Now we're moving on to Capricorns. Which is probably, like, our second least favorite after Aries, I would say, right? For both
of
us?
Yeah.
Just a mutual dislike.
Which should not be the case, because you're a Virgo and I'm a Cancer, and it's supposed to go really well.
You guys, we're supposed to get along with Capricorns,
yeah.
And somehow
it's supposed to be really well.
We can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the men or the women, we've just had such bad experiences, both of us.
It's very random, because with a woman, I meet a lot of Capricorn women that don't like me, but my godmom was a Capricorn woman.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't really a woman person, but she
mm-hmm.
got connected to me. And one of the ladies I do business with is a Capricorn woman, and she was really drawn to me. It's random that a Capricorn woman will just really attach themselves.
Maybe it's when they're older and you're younger than them, you know? More
I
like a mother, almost like a mother-daughter situation.
100%.
Yeah.
Because I never got along with a young Capricorn, but then
they feel like they're in control, and you guys, Capricorn women do feel like they have to be in control of every situation. You guys think Virgos are bad? No. Capricorn women. We're sorry. Email us, DM us on Instagram if you disagree, or if you are a Capricorn, please prove us wrong, because we're not a fan. Capricorn women or men.
Yeah, the men I dated, I think they're supposed to go well with Cancers because you're our opposite side of the zodiac, but I think because I have so much fire in my chart, Capricorn men are so controlling. Even the women that are my friends, like,
the women are
controlling, but
I mean,
the men are on another level of trying to control me and put me in some subordinate, like, position, and some, like, you know, they're very traditional, and I can't take it. I cannot take it. Like, there's something that I'm attracted to in the beginning, and then it easily falls away with Capricorn men. And then the routine bores the shit out of me too. They're like, every day we're gonna come home, we're gonna read a book, we're gonna drink our tea, we're gonna eat this sandwich. And then, you know, it's, you know, 3 weeks in and I want to shoot myself. I'm like, we have to eat this same fucking sandwich again? They're like, yeah, you know. And then they're like, you don't like the sandwich? You want to do another thing? You want to do another routine? You know, and it's just, it's like, come on, man. Like,
I just realized, did we talk about Cancers or did we completely skip Cancers? I know I talked about Virgos because
we did. We did.
You guys, we've had like some drinks. So
we did. How did you skip Cancers? You were from Gemini to Leo, and I didn't even notice.
Well, so that
we
just means that Cancers are irresistible and completely perfect. That's what that means.
We're probably the worst zodiac sign out there. On the, I think on the killer list, psychopaths, I think Cancer was number one. So beware if you're dating
above
one.
Above Scorpios.
Yes.
Wow.
They were. Because I Googled, I was reading some meme and it was like, say, it said something about dangerous zodiac sign, but it didn't give the list, so I Googled it, and number one was Cancer. Scorpios were under it, though.
That's really interesting.
Virgos weren't too far under. I think it was third
or
fourth.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But I was like,
we
when I thought of it, I thought of, like, Jodi Arias. We kill out of passion, though.
Is she a Cancer?
Yeah, yeah.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
She's still alive, unfortunately. but the men, I think, are a lot worse. If you guys watch... Vanderpump Rules, Jax Taylor, that's a Cancer. He's crazy.
Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval, that's a Cancer.
Don't worry, we'll be getting more into Vanderpump Rules too in the coming
he's
episodes.
He's a lunatic in a cute, it's not a scary way. Jax is going to kill somebody. Not that we don't like Jax, but I want him to start being real with who he is, because a Cancer that's not real is a Cancer with a bomb in his hand, and he's gonna kill everybody.
Yeah,
and I can see it in his eyes all the time. It's just like swelling up, and I'm like, "Oh, that man's 2 seconds away from strangling a dog." You know what I mean? Like,
as long as he doesn't kill poor Brittany.
No, he's not gonna start with Brittany. He's gonna kill the animal, and then he's gonna be like, "Oh my god, oh my god, Rufus is not breathing. Rufus is not breathing," and he killed fucking Rufus. Whatever the fucking dog is named. I'm just telling you right now. I can see it in his eyes. I had to get real with myself, because pent up tension in a Cancer will lead you to be emotionally crazy. I mean, look at Stassi. She was lying and she started having mental breakdowns. We start to mentally freak out, and then we want to eat people and do other crazy things to, you know, balance out whatever fucking crazy feeling we're feeling. We match it with something crazier.
Yeah.
So beware. If you're dating one, tell them to go to therapy and embrace whatever emotion they're feeling.
But I love you, Cancers. I love you, Cancers. I don't have a lot of involvement with the men, but I do love Cancer women.
Yes. Once we're evolved, I'm an evolved one. I was a lunatic back in the day, but I've evolved.
Moving on to Aquarius, which I don't think we need to spend too much time on, because Aquarius men are just a joke.
Aquarius.
I'm sorry to loop you all into one, but... Maybe we're generalizing a bit too much, but honestly, Aquarius men, you guys are, like, so detached that it's just hard to even, like, keep a conversation.
You know what I notice about Aquarius men? I dated one when I was really young.
Same.
And I've had a couple of Aquarius male friends. I've noticed that the Aquarius men that I dated really like when a woman is mean to them. I feel like that's the only thing they've responded to.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who was, like, married for a long time to a pushover. She was just quiet, very passive, and he was just doing everything in his power to destroy her soul. And then I met him, and then we started dating, and he was telling me about his past, and I was a complete lunatic. I was, like, a dominant. I was, trying to break him apart, and he to this day is obsessed with me and thinks that I'm the best woman he's ever met in his life. But you know, the reason why I don't fuck with him is because honestly, I'm multidimensional, and I don't want to have to be mean to someone for them to like me. Like, maybe I'm mean to you on a Tuesday, but what if Wednesday I want to cuddle with you? Like, Aquarius men, the fact that you need someone to be mean to you every day for you to love them.
That's exhausting.
That's disturbing, and and that's why I won't date you anymore. I'm like, I can't do that. It's too much for anybody. Like, I'm like, I'm going to fucking punch you every day. Aquarius are petty. You don't punch them hard enough, they'll call the police. That's how they are. So beware of that shit, too. Call cops on you and throw you in prison, because the men are like that. And they'll bail you out, too, to hold something over your head.
Oh, yeah.
I'll press charges. You know what I mean? They'll do that. I've dated you guys. I know how you are.
Aquarius ladies, though, y'all are crazy, and I love it. And that's all I got to say about that.
They are. My sister is an Aquarius. She's crazy.
Yeah. One of my best friends is an Aquarius.
She's pretty brilliant, but she's definitely...
Oh, they're geniuses, but they're
yeah,
nuts.
You guys are very... You're geniuses in the book smart way, like where you can look over a book.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any of the listeners watch Suits, but there's... I freaking figured in the character's name, but... One of the main characters on there that's dating Meghan Markle, he can look at a book and memorize everything, and it reminded me of an Aquarius, because that's what my sister was able to do, and she got straight A's all throughout school. She just look at it and just go in and be like, check, 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 and it was all A's, and I was like, what the fuck?
Ooh, like, side note, what are Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's signs? Just to go for trending news at the moment.
Oh, my.
I'm surprised you don't know this.
God.
Okay.
Meghan Markle's a Leo.
Okay.
Prince Harry.
Right, you guys. Jasmine's looking this up.
Oh.
This gave me an idea to do. We should just do a whole episode on the royal family and their signs. Hello. That's like one of our favorite topics.
Oh,
royal
God.
Family.
Yes, we've watched The Crown. If you guys haven't watched it, get the fuck on it now because
we feel sorry for you.
I cried. I laughed. I feel like, you know, I'm the queen. He's a Virgo, September 15th. Oh, he's the same birthday as my dad.
He's 2 days after me.
So he's the year of the rat. And
Leo,
you know his mom is a Cancer.
Yeah, Princess
Di. She's the same week as me. But Meghan Markle, I swear she's a Leo. Meghan Markle.
Okay, so Virgo
I
man.
I just want to make sure. Meghan Markle.
I think she's a Leo, too. I think you're right.
It's been a while since I've stalked her because she deactivated stuff, so you know she fell off my fucking radar. She's August 4th, yeah.
Hmm.
So she's a Leo.
That's a good match, you guys. A Virgo male with a Leo woman is actually a really good match.
Yeah.
I felt that I've seen a lot of couples.
Well, and he's the year of the rat, too, which gives him a little spunk because the rat in Chinese astrology, they have big personalities deep down and like attention. You remember how he used to be when he was younger, just running around? That's not typical. I mean, some Virgos can be a little bit like that, but then some are a little bit more tight. My dad's a little wild, but it's more secretly. Harry wasn't hiding his wildness.
Did we talk about Pisces?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Pisces, Pisces women, I feel. I've had Pisces women friends. Pisces women can be a little... Wow, my voice went up there. Pisces women... Pisces women can be a little... They're extremely deep and extremely... And I love that they love to talk about deep shit because that's, you know, that's our shit. But... And they can be old souls. But I feel that they can be a little dramatic. And I'm sure that's the emotional side, the watery sign. Pisces men... My dad's a Pisces. I get along with him fine. I've always gotten along with Pisces men, actually.
I don't know too many Pisces men. I do know Pisces
super chill
women.
Yeah.
Pisces women.
Would you say they're dramatic?
Yes. Pisces women. You guys are in love with somebody every 5 seconds.
Ooh, that's true, too.
Like, I have so many Pisces women. Every second you're in love with somebody. You guys will deal with the most abusive guy and make so many excuses for them. Every 5 seconds you're like, this person's in love with me. And I'm like, no, he's trying to have sex with everybody in the room. Relax. Like, but he wants me. Like, I mean, you guys are brilliant in your own way. Like, you're artistic. Like, I usually, like, am drawn to Pisces women because you guys have this big heart. You're artistic. You're sweet. I love the way you guys dance. You guys embody a lot of stuff. Rihanna's a Pisces. I love Pisces. I have a lot of Pisces friends. But everybody is not in love with you. Sometimes men are just whores, okay? And I sometimes have a hard time saying this to my Pisces friends directly, not because I'm not a direct person and I'm not honest, but because you guys are so sensitive, you would not understand what I'm saying, and you guys just, you're like in your own dreamy world, and you need to believe everybody's in love with you. But I sometimes want to tell some of my Pisces friends, and I'm trying to figure out how to tell them this, because you guys end up hooking up with certain people that are just disaster of, like, and I'm just like, he just tried to hook up with, he said the same line to 10 other women before he walked up to you.
Well, Pisces women, I feel, are so, they can be so over-emotional and sensitive that I feel like.
That they become naive.
And
almost
they love,
like an Aries man, naive as fuck.
Pisces women, they love love. So when they love love and they also just fall for everybody and they're sensitive.
Everybody.
It's not a great combination.
Everybody. And I'm always like, I have a friend that I was just hanging out with, and she's like, oh, this person loves me, this person loves me. She's like, oh, he's just telling me how beautiful I am, he's going to do all this stuff for me, and he wants to hook up with me, and I'm the best woman, and I know that he's, like, the thing is, like, with Pisces, since you guys are, I'm a Cancer, and I'm an emotional person, but I'm very trustworthy, and I keep my mouth shut. Some of my Pisces friends, I know from experience, I cannot tell you guys everything. So I want to be like, hey, that man told 5 other people that. But I know my Pisces friends will run over to that person and be like, you told 5 other people. And I'm like, Jasmine said. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, So I have this struggle because sometimes with Pisces women, not the men, and I hate it because I actually have a lot of fun with Pisces, but I'm always trying to tell you, just be more self-aware. Everybody's not in love with you, and that does not mean you're not attractive at all. That has nothing to do with you. You guys take everything so personal. Like, somebody's not looking at you, it doesn't mean you're not cute. Like, or if they say that to everybody, it still doesn't mean you're not cute. Maybe they think everybody in the room is cute, but that means you probably shouldn't waste your fucking time on them, you know?
And that's just advice
for the next person.
That's just advice for anyone.
Yeah.
But we are about at an hour, so.
Oh, shit.
We could go ahead and wrap this episode up. We're sorry if we sound like we're talking shit about all of you guys except for our own signs, but this is just our personal experiences, you know?
Yeah.
We're just shouting you guys out and talking about our own experiences. It doesn't mean that all of you are like that. So, again, if you're offended, please email us, boozewitches@gmail.com.
Yeah,
we can talk about it.
Or
DM us at Instagram.
And we can talk about it in the next podcast, or it will email you back.
Yeah, we're down to do listener questions, too. This is our first episode, so there's probably going to be, two people listening to it. But we will be answering questions anyway. We love you, two followers. It's probably going to be my mom and one of my friends or something.
exactly.
My friend's going to email me, excuse me, why did you talk about me like that?
I'm like, I didn't mean it was, another Pisces I know. You're my best friend. I love you.
So thanks for joining the Booze Witches in the Booze Witches Haven and for drinking with us. Hopefully you guys are drinking and listening to this. I don't know any other way.
And if you're not, don't be lame and drink next time.
Or just maybe you're at the gym or something.
Or smoke or yeah, I don't know. Do whatever the fuck
Do whatever the fuck you want. Be a booze witch like us, but thanks for joining us anyway. And we'll see you next time, if you dare.